I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roman Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, romanoz.com.au.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, we are in Lightning Ridge.
Yes.
The entire program is about people we've met in Lightning Ridge.
Right.
We're going to kick off the show with a young chap by the name of Mark. Now,
yes.
Mark's made his own toy hauler with a rooftop tent.
Wow.
It's very impressive, okay? It's like a caravan, but really it's just a huge room where he can put his motorcycles and his kayaks. He does his cooking in there, stores all his gear, and on the top, a rooftop tent.
Wow.
Unbelievable, and it cost him only about $12,000.
Wow, okay.
Now, after that, we're going to be chatting with a few people from the Option RV Caravan Owners Group at their event in Lightning Ridge.
Right, and first up, you're going to be chatting to Phil and Lynch.
That's correct. Now, Phil and Lynch, they are the owners of Option RV.
Right.
Okay, and Phil works on the tools with his dad, Chris, and his brother. And Lynch, well, she looks after all the orders and takes care of all the after sales work.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now straight after that,
we're going to meet Beth and Charlie.
Beth and Charlie.
Yes.
Now, we met them at Ewengerry.
Yes, we did.
A few years ago.
Yes.
They've still got their Option RV, which is why they're at the Option RV Caravan Owners Group event.
Yes.
Makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's about 100 odd vans there.
100 caravans.
Yes.
And there's, you know, there's 1,400 members in that group now.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible.
It's growing.
Straight after that, I'm going to be chatting with Jeff Diath, the regular on the show, and he's going to be telling us all about upgrading your caravan.
That'll be interesting.
Absolutely. Now, apart from all these wonderful people, we've also got a great selection of music
as requested by the people we interview.
So what do you reckon, Lynn?
On with the show.
Oh, welcome back, listeners. Phil C here with Roman Oz, and I'm in Lightning Ridge chatting to a chap named Mark, and he's got the most incredible camper with a tent on top that he built himself. How are you, Mark?
Good. Yourself?
Oh, mate, I'm having a ball here, and I'm so impressed with this. Tell us all about this trailer. Now, you made it yourself. Tell my listeners what it is exactly.
Okay, so what it is a trailer that we can take away camping. We can use it. We put motorbikes in the back, push bikes, anything.
Yep. But,
so we can actually have the best of both worlds, a caravan as well as a toy hauler, essentially. So.
Okay. Because when I first saw it from a distance, I actually thought it was a caravan with a rooftop tent. But it's kind of like a shortened down version of one of those Jayco base stations, really, isn't it? Because instead of having this big, massive caravan and then you've got your area to put your bikes, this is actually a very big area where you can put all your toys, your bikes and so on.
Yep.
And inside there, you've got all your drawers and your cupboards.
All the storage
all
and
the
stuff.
Storage.
Yeah, the sleeping parts are up on top of it.
Sleeping parts are up top. Now, you've got a tent up there, you said sleeps four people.
Yeah, four adults.
Four adults.
Yep.
So you've got a lot of sleeping.
Yep.
And you've got a lot of area for your toys.
Yeah, there's a lot of storage.
Fantastic. So just give us a rundown for the listeners. How large is it?
Okay.
So how long?
So the length for the area that's contained, like the internal area, is 3.7 long.
Okay.
2 metres wide.
Right.
By 1.6 high.
Okay. And you mentioned that you can actually raise the roof up.
Yes, 400. So I've done an electric lift-up roof, which is on actuators with some linear bearings. So
right.
The roof actually goes up 450mm higher.
Uh-huh.
So 2.50 metres roughly inside. So because I'm 6'3", I can actually stand up underneath it.
Fantastic.
When I'm loading stuff into it.
Okay. Now, what about the weight?
Okay, so the weight without the rooftop tent and the internal storage cupboards at the front is 740 kilos.
740, so you don't even need brakes? No electric brakes?
No, but 740 is the tear weight.
Yes.
It's got a 1400 GVM.
Ah, okay.
So it's got electric brakes on it.
So she's got electric brakes on it.
So it gives me about 700 kilos to play with, 660.
Okay. And it actually looks like a beautiful caravan from the outside. And when you look inside, it's just basically like a really big fancy box.
Yep.
And you've got this, on the back of it, you've got checker plate door.
Yep, so it's
like
drop-down door for a ramp. Yep.
Drop-down ramp.
For all the motorbikes.
Where you can put all your stuff.
Yep.
Now, how long did it take you to build?
So, essentially, we went away to a friend's 50th last year.
Right.
We had swags poured. The swags got absolutely drenched. And
right.
I said, I'm going to build a trailer.
Uh-huh.
Enough. So, October last year is when I started planning and building it.
planning and building it. So October of last year. So what did it take you? About 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, about 5 months. Give or take.
Okay. Now, you got your wife sitting here right sort of next to us. Does she actually know how much you've outlaid for this? Or?
Oh, not until before when you mentioned it. Okay. Yeah, I reckon it's probably, with everything as it is, about 12 grand.
About 12 grand.
Yep.
And you built it yourself.
Yep.
How'd you go with registration and stuff like that? Was it a difficult thing?
It's a bit of a pain. You obviously have to have the trailer to engineer plans and stuff. So there's a mob online called trailerplans.com.au. They've got generic plans online. I've adapted these plans to slightly smaller than what they've got on some plans, but went with their scale of sizes and materials and everything.
Right.
From there you go to a place that Blue Slips and inspects it. They apply, get a VIN number. From the VIN number you go in, get your, obviously once it's inspected and it's passed, you get your VIN number, then you go take it in, you get your plate, compliance plates, draw bar stamped, everything like that, and then you go in and register it. As long as it all meets its all standards and everything like that.
So what about rego? How expensive is it to register? Because it's not really a big heavy caravan.
No, it's not a big heavy caravan. I'm not too sure. I got a black and white plate.
Yep.
Along with the registration and the startup costs, it was $350
okay.
for the year. That was with the plate, and I didn't go into depth with how it was like itemised through the registration, but it was $350 for the year from startup with the Blue Slip. So
okay.
It's not too bad.
Now, you mentioned before you've also got a water tank on this one.
Yeah, there's an 80 litre water tank underneath.
Okay.
So and that's just the standard water tank.
Yep. And you got solar panel?
Yeah, 180 watt solar panel at the front with 148 deep cycle battery inside for the lights in the fridge.
For the lights. And how big's your fridge?
That one there in there, that's a 45 or 50 litre, I can't remember.
Okay. Fantastic, my friend. Now, I mean, it's... You could actually put, I mean, I know you've got the rooftop tent.
You could put fold-out beds
on
the side.
You could put fold-out beds inside that thing for the kids.
Yep.
You know, you wanted to have your own space up there. And it's certainly got enough room to put, how many bikes would you fit in there comfortably?
I could fit four dirt bikes in there.
Four-size
dirt bikes.
Comfortably.
So.
Fantastic. So what did your wife say? She's just sitting there smiling. She hasn't said a word yet. What did she say when you said, I'm going to build us this thing?
I've talked about it for a few years now, so she just lets me do
she what she was okay. Let you do what you want.
Yep.
Okay, well, you must be pretty impressed with him. Well, I mean, she's not saying a word. I think she's going to skin you later, and then she finds out how much you paid for it. But seriously, I mean, 12 grand.
Yep, 12 grand
absolutely
as it
is. Dirt cheap, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's obviously a lot of trailers and caravans you see have a lot of labour cost building.
Yes.
I did it myself, so it was about 12 grand in materials.
12 grand
with the tents, the awnings and everything.
So as it's sitting here now, because I'm going to take a few photos and put it on the website with the interview. So as it's sitting now with the tents and everything, it's about 12 grand.
Yeah, that's just material cost.
But material cost.
Yep.
And you said about 4 months to put it all together.
4 months, yeah, that's just part-time, just bits and pieces in the shed of a night. And last week or so has probably had the most time spent on coming, getting ready for this trip. So.
Fantastic. And you got electronic, you got like a fluoro strip lighting inside.
Yeah, LED strip lighting.
You got some LED lights outside.
Yeah, both sides and the rear have all got LED strip lighting.
Mm-hmm.
This rack thing, all the hooks are all removable, so when you hang up all your towels, and this actually awning here is actually you can buy a full wall kit for it, so
you can actually close this entire area.
And even underneath the tent, where the overhangs, there's a full annex system that goes on there. I haven't got it.
Yes.
Because I don't need it just yet, but I just wanted to see how to go before I actually bought anything. So.
And the other thing you mentioned about the tent, you were talking about the fabric. It's completely blocks out all the light.
Yeah, so it's got what's called from memory, an LST technology in the 230 range, which means that it's fully blacks out. So if you're sleeping up there overnight or all the vehicle headlights coming into your campsites during the day, you can actually sleep during the day and it won't affect
you. So it's pitch black in there. Wow, incredible stuff.
Took me a while to go through and actually work out what tents and everything, but this 230 had a good review and everything, and it had everything I wanted, and that matched perfectly with the van setup.
I think it's brilliant, because even if you decided to put a wall on this, you could actually
put swags and everything.
Swags or whatever, if you came out in a larger group and they wanted somewhere to sleep under this, it's not going to leak.
No.
And I mean, it's great. It's fantastic. Mate, I think you've done an excellent job.
Thank you.
I think it's brilliant. And I've got to tell you, listeners, for about 12 grand, you've got to have a... What's your background?
Carpentry.
Carpentry.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do have a little bit of welding.
A little bit of welding experience.
Nothing major, so.
Fantastic. So you put it together all by yourself. You didn't have any help from any other trades?
Oh, she helped me lift the tent up.
So the wife helped you lift the tent?
On Friday, she helped me lift the tent.
So. Okay. And that's it.
That was it.
I'm going to play a song for you. Only play Aussie. What's your favourite Aussie song? Aussie band. Singer.
Go John Williamson, True Blue.
Johnny Williamson's True Blue. All right, listen, stick around for that. Thank you so much, Mark, for your time. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope you have many successful trips with this camper trail you built.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.
Hey, True Blue, don't say you've gone. Say you've knocked off for a smoker and you'll be back later on. Hey, True Blue. Hey, True Blue. Give it to me straight, face to face. Are you really disappearing? Just another dying race. Hey, True Blue. True Blue. Is it me and you? Is it Mom and Dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when he's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True Blue, I'm asking you. Hey, True Blue, can you bear the load? Will you tie it up with wire just to keep the show on the road? Hey, True Blue. Hey, True Blue. Now be fair, dinkum. Is your heart still there? If they sell us out like sponge cake, do you really care? Hey, True Blue. True Blue. Is it me and you? Is it Mom and Dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing? She's in a fight, or just Vegemite? True Blue, I'm asking you. True Blue, is it me and you? Is it my? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when he's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True
Beautiful folk song there by Johnny Williamson's Hey True Blue. Now, you may remember there that the lyrics included a reference to Vegemite, okay, but was later removed because John didn't want the song to become commercialised. Now, back in 1986, it was used for the Australian Made campaign. The song was also adapted by the Australian National Cricket Team and the National Rugby Union Team as an unofficial theme song and is often performed at sporting events and other ceremonies. What a great track. There you go, listeners. 7th Street Caravans have now moved to a brand new location. 11 Clayton Road, Heatherbrae is where you'll find them. Whether you're looking to sell, trade or upgrade, they'll look after you. Check out their range, Silver Valley, Hurricane, Paramount, Road Trip or their flagship Option RV. They won't be beaten on price, so get yourself a knockout deal today. They're open 6 days a week. Why not give them a call on 02-4987-5288 or check out their website 7thstreetcaravans.com.au. Welcome back, listeners. My name is Phil C. The program is called Roman Oz. Now, listeners, we have got the owners of Option RV right here with us, okay? It is Phil and Lench, and they are the owners of Option RV Caravans. How are you both going today, guys? Oh, look, having an absolute ball, and thank you so much for being part of the program. Now, what's it like, what's it like, Phil, at Lightning Ridge? What's the weather doing there at the moment before we get on to your fabulous caravans?
Yeah, weather's been very kind, mate, coming up from Melbourne. So we're wearing shorts and a T-shirt and didn't pack any jumpers, which is good.
Yep.
And the rain's staying away, which is, yeah, so far.
Even,
anyway,
even
we're
better.
Expecting some, but I reckon it's going to bypass the caravan park.
Fantastic. And how long are you guys going to be in Lightning Ridge for?
Yeah, we arrived Wednesday, so we leave, 5 days.
Okay, long, long stay. Now, tell us all about, who's the most knowledgeable, Phil? Would it be you or Lench? Who can give us all the insight onto these incredible...
That's Phil. That's easy.
That's Phil. All right, Phil. Well, look, tell us all about your Option RV range because I've looked at them. I think they're incredible. And tell us the differences. I know you've got the Distinction and you've got other different models there. Tell us the difference in the models that you've got and the sizes that they range from and up to.
Yep. So our entry-level model's the Tornado,
yep,
which is more suitable to caravan parks.
Mm-hmm.
All our layouts are available in all three models. And then we've got our mid-range, which is our Distinction.
Yes.
Extra battery compared to the Tornado, extra solar panel, independent suspension on it, so you can do your couple of days free camping as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got our Traction, which is our top-of-the-range model, full off-roader. Independent suspension, lithium batteries, got the lot in it.
Fantastic. It was like your Tornado, is that your smallest one and then your Traction's the largest of your range?
No. So our Tornado is just an entry level. It's just starts off with the Tornado, then the Distinction's got more extras in it.
Uh-huh.
All the layouts and sizing is available throughout the range.
Okay.
So you sort of pick your layout and then you pick what sort of camping you want to do.
Okay.
And then we'll direct you to which models suits best.
Fantastic. So when you said the Tornado is more suited to the caravan park, is that specifically because it doesn't have the as much solar and batteries and stuff like that?
Correct, yeah. It comes standard just with the one battery, one solar.
Uh-huh.
So, you'll get a night, overnight, free camp if you want to.
Yes.
Providing that the weather's kind.
Mm-hmm.
No more than that.
Fair enough. And are they all the same size or is the Tornado or starts at, 19 foot and then your Traction starts at 22?
Our standard layouts have got 17, start off at 17 foot 6.
Right.
And work their way up to a 22 foot rear club lounge layout.
Wow, fantastic.
If there's any sort of, modifications that want to be done and make them a little bit smaller or a little bit longer and add an inch here or take off an inch there, we can do that,
So you can customise them to the buyer's need.
Correct, yeah.
Now, what about towing? Like, obviously, your Traction, that's the real serious guy. That's got all the gear on it. That's a full off-roader. So you'd need a pretty serious vehicle to pull that, obviously, like a 200 series.
Yeah, you would.
Yep.
But in saying that too, like our 20-foot mid-door Traction comes in at 2,500 kilos, which is quite light. They are a little bit lighter than what they used to be in previous years, due to the fact that, you know, composite roof, lithium batteries, you're saving 60 kilos in batteries alone.
Yes.
So we start off the Tornadoes, start off at around the two ton.
Yep.
Pair weights.
Yes.
And then, you know, our traction start off, say, about the 2.4 ton. Tear weights in the same size.
Oh,
so yeah,
really?
there's a good 400. Yeah,
wow.
A good 350-400 kilo difference between the models.
Gee, so what about your traction then? That coming in as 2,500 tear. What sort of payload you got on those guys?
Yeah, so depending on what vehicle you're towing with, but we can bring it up. The suspension can handle 4.5 ton.
Yes.
If you've got the vehicle to do it, but standard they're 3.5.
Okay, 3.5. So you'd be looking at a 200 series or a VT50 or something like that, a Ranger or whatever. Yeah,
Y62 Patrol. But you've got to be careful with GVMs, and that all comes into play too. So you've got to do your calculations.
Absolutely.
And get your measurements right, and make sure that you're legal on the road.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, one of the guys that we actually have as a regular on the program, Jeff Diath from Checkweight, we're talking to him every single week about things like, you know, tears, GVM, and the whole lot, the combination mass and all this sort of things, because some people have been caught out buying a vehicle thinking, oh, 2.5 ton, that's great, I can pull this, but not realising once they put all the gear in there that they could in fact be over. So it's great that you are actually mentioning that, because we have had people call in and go, oh, I bought this caravan, they didn't tell me anything about the weights, and all of a sudden they're in trouble, you know what I mean? So it's great that you guys actually point all that stuff out. Fantastic.
Always happy to talk to customers and educate a little bit on what's right and what's wrong. And it keeps everyone happy, safe and legal.
Okay. So tell us a bit about your business. How long have you guys been around?
Yeah, so 15 years.
Yes.
Mum and Dad started the business in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sort of grown. And we haven't expanded it to the potential that we could have, more because we don't want a fast pace, you know, a lot of builds in a year, you know, build 10 a week. We don't want to do that. We do 2 to 3 a week.
Yeah.
It's very controlled.
Yes.
Quality over quantity.
Absolutely correct there, Phil. I've got to tell you, because I've looked at a lot of caravans with what I do, and even buying one for myself. And of all the different makes and models, and I'm not going to go into it because there's so many out there, but of all the different makes and models I've looked at, I've got to say quality, the finish to me is fantastic, and that explains it. So you're more interested in lower volume and higher quality rather than just punching them out to meet the customer's demands, I suppose.
Yeah, and the difference too is Dad, myself and my brother Damien, we're all on the tools.
Yes.
So we got full control of what happens on the floor. We're a tight-knit little group. We've only got about 10 guys working on the floor, plus Dad, myself, and my brother.
Okay.
We work well together, and all the guys that work for us have been with us for a long time too. So we look after them, they look after us, and obviously if we work together and look after each other, we look after our customers by giving them a good product.
Fantastic. So what about you, Letch? We haven't heard a word from you yet. I guess Phil's thinking, happy wife, happy life. She's not saying anything. She's not interrupting me. What do you do at Option RV? Are you one of the salespeople? Do you take the orders? What do you do as part of the business?
She's got the good job. I do all the after sales and warranties. I take care of that.
Okay, that's all you do.
That's all I do.
She's definitely got the good job, because I'm thinking from what I've seen of these Option RV vans, you wouldn't get that much warranty.
She doesn't do much.
No, I was going to say.
She does a good job. She keeps everyone happy.
Uh-huh.
She's the one that's responsible for our reputation, I think. There's always things that go wrong on the road, and whether it's our fault or, you know, user error, or it's just, you know, damages on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Lynch is always there to send everything out and get everyone going on the road again.
The biggest thing is our customer service, and that's what we strive to provide, the highest quality customer service.
Yeah.
I always say, we treat our customers the way we want to be treated.
Absolutely.
So, that's our biggest thing is looking after our customers. So any inquiries and that sort of thing, if our customers have a question and they need answered, I'm usually the one that takes their call.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't answer it, well, then good old Philo will answer it for them.
Okay. So what about dealerships? Because you guys, you build them in Melbourne and obviously you sell them in Melbourne. What about other states? If somebody's interested in getting a van in New South Wales, for example, what would be the best place to contact?
Yeah, so we're not mass production, so we've only got two dealerships. Yeah. We've got 7th Street up in Newcastle.
Okay.
And we've got Caravan World up on the Sunshine Coast.
Up on the Sunshine Coast. So you can only get one in Sunshine Coast, or which is Queensland, or New South Wales.
Yep. Otherwise, you can contact the factory if you're in Victoria.
Yes.
But the sales always go through one of the dealerships. So we don't do factory direct, and we keep that relationship with the dealerships pretty tight and good.
Yes.
Yeah. But we can do Australia wide. It's just a matter of the customer having to either go to one of the dealerships to pick a layout and colours and all that, and we can transport it directly to their house if it makes it easy.
So if somebody wanted to buy one then, for example, and they're not in Queensland or New South Wales, what's the best way? How do they contact you guys? You got a web address, phone number? How do they contact you for sales?
Yeah, so they can go to info@optionrv.com.au.
Yes.
And email us through there.
Okay.
And then we can put it through to one of the dealerships. Or they can contact one of the dealerships direct and speak to one of the sales guys.
Okay, great. And I guess on that website, there's all your models, all your layouts and everything else that they'd want to look at before placing an order?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
there's all the dealership info as well on that website as well.
Okay, so that's optionrv.com.au.
Yep, correct.
And the dealerships in New South Wales is 7th Street Caravans in Heatherbrae, you said, and what was the other one in Queensland?
Yep, and then we've got Caravan World on the Sunshine Coast.
Fantastic. Guys, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us today. I think you got a brilliant product. I'm not just saying that. I want to get one of these myself. I know Beth and Charlie, who are going to be coming up very shortly, listeners. Beth and Charlie, we've had them on the program before. They've got an Option RV and no doubt some interesting tales that they're going to tell us about their travels in that. So thank you so much, Phil and Lynch, and they are the owners.
Thanks,
listeners.
For having us.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Before I let you go, I've got to play you an Aussie song. You got a favourite song there, Phil?
Oh, it's got to be Jimmy Barnes, Working Class Man.
All right, my friend. Okay, is that because you consider yourself to be a working class man?
No, I'll dedicate that one to my dad. He's the hard worker, mate.
All righty. So we're going to send this out to your dad. What's your dad's name?
Chris.
All right, this is going out to Chris, folks, and it's from Phil and Lynch, and they are the owners of Option RV at the Option RV Owners Group in Lightning Ridge. We'll be back straight after Jimmy Barnes's Working Class Man.
Left to carry on blue denim.
Oh, welcome back, listeners. What a great song from Phil and Lynch, going out to Phil's dad, Working Class Man by Jimmy Barnes. And as I mentioned earlier, we have got Beth and Charlie on the phones here, and they were on the program last Sunday, and they're joining us now from the RV Option RV Owners Group event in Lightning Ridge. How are you both going, you guys?
Fantastic, Phil. Good to be back.
Ah, my dear, how have you guys been keeping? Because we met you, I can't even remember how long ago, we met you at Eungerry. It was at a camping ground, and that was probably, what, 18 months, 2 years ago, something like that? And we spoke to you about your option RV, and how are you guys going with it? You've still got it?
Yeah, still love it. It's a good vehicle. We're quite happy with it.
Okay.
I mean, everything's normally have little hiccups here and there, but it's nothing major.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I managed to empty it this trip and then repack it. And I actually got rid of a lot of stuff that I never used.
That's the thing, you see. Us fellas carry far too much rubbish, or would it be you, Beth, carrying way too many pairs of shoes? What would it
be? Well, that as well, but our friends that we're travelling with,
yep,
Sylvia and Jeffrey and Julie and Ian,
yes,
they've helped us because they caravan a lot. They've, yes, helped us say, now get rid of this, get rid of that. Yep. Now, we only keep this, we only keep that. And they've been a great help to us because we're fairly green with caravans.
Of course.
Alcohol could be a problem.
Yes. You mean you can't fit enough in? Is that why you had to get rid of Beth's shoes? Or what's the story there?
No, Phil, I took out 4 bottles of scotch since the last trip that he had hidden under the seat.
Oh, goodness me, you got to find a new hidey hole now and put your own personal lock on it, mate. Put it where the gas bottles live or something. I'll take care of that, dear. No, I'll look after the key. We can't run out of gas.
No.
So where have you guys been since we spoke last? Where have you been in your option?
Well, been shifted house.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, we sold in Melbourne.
Yep.
And we moved up to Brisbane in January.
Right.
So Charlie drove the caravan up and I drove my car. So I didn't sort of get to sleep in the caravan. Oh, one night.
Okay.
But we haven't been anywhere because we've been too busy babysitting.
Okay. And unpacking.
Too busy
and
babysitting.
Unpacking. So
yes,
this is our first big trip back down to Lightning Ridge. And then we're heading south after this.
Yes.
We're heading south to the MotoGP.
Wow. So how long are you at Lightning Ridge for?
5 days.
Five days at the ridge, and then you're heading down. How many days are you going to give yourself to the MotoGP? How long is it going to take you?
2 days.
2 days?
Two and a bit. Two and a half.
And how long are you going to be there for?
3 days
working on the Siberian Stand.
Now, the Siberian Stand, this is a charity that you guys are involved in, isn't it?
Rotary. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you do there? What do you do with that particular thing?
The Rotary, Sunbury Rotary, what's his name? Fred owns the Dome Security and they look after the security at the MotoGP.
Okay.
So he hands out a stand to each of the Rotary groups.
Right.
And ours is the Mount Waverley Rotary group.
Mm-hmm.
And so we work on the stand and he gives us money for Rotary.
Okay.
There's about 8 of us going down, mm-hmm, working, and we just check people's tickets to going into the stands.
Okay.
It's so interesting because we've got a prime view of the track.
Fantastic.
But it's good fun too.
Oh, I can imagine.
And Sylvia and Jeffrey, our friends, they're coming with us, so they're working down there with us as well.
Great stuff. Fabulous stuff. So far you've got just over a week racked up. So you're going to be on the road. Is it a short trip or have you got more things planned for yourselves?
Well, mostly on back up to Queensland when we finish at Phillip Island.
Mm-hmm.
We may go through to Sydney.
Yes.
And then start heading north again then.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could call in and see you if you're home.
Oh, you could indeed. I'll give you my address off air because if I give it to you on air, everybody could crash here and I have more caravans on my front lawn than lawn. But you're most welcome to do that, you guys. Absolutely great.
So hello.
So tell us a little bit about your group, your Option RV Owners Group event. Now, this is something that's on Facebook, isn't it, if people want to sort of get involved with it?
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been on that?
Just speak to Sylvia. She knows all the ins and outs.
I've got a lovely lady, Sylvia, here, who's been with the group.
Okay.
But she doesn't want to talk. She's run off.
Oh,
We've only just joined the group.
Okay.
We've only just joined the group.
But we've got a Hawaiian night tonight, and it's now raining.
Oh, no.
Can you believe it?
Oh, no.
Just started now.
Phil jinxed us when he was saying the weather's been great.
It's been good for us.
No. So we've got, over the five-day period, this owner's group, there's about, I reckon there'd be about 100 caravans here.
How many?
Options, about 100.
Wow, 100.
And we've got
1,400 members.
Jeez, that's a big group, guys.
And we've got 5 days organised, all get-togethers here at the park, and then we'll do various things in the township.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we've got the Black Hand Tour,
yes,
which is the underground Black Hand Tour.
Absolutely fantastic.
The Opal, the Cactus Tour, the castle. What else?
Amigo's Castle.
Can you hear us? Because it's raining heavily now.
No, you're coming through fine. You're coming through fine. It's raining heavy.
So every day there's something organised,
mm-hmm,
with the group, and you have to register before you do the trip.
Yep.
But tonight is Hawaiian night, and it's not going to look too good for us.
Oh, no. So you'll have to give away the hula and get out the yes.
Look, when you were speaking to Phil before,
yes,
it was beautiful weather, and now it's just come overcast and raining.
I know, he jinxed us. So tell me, at the Opal Caravan Park, did Mel and Susie going to be there over the 5 days? Mel and Susie, they're two fabulous bush poets.
Yes.
On Saturday night.
Yeah, don't miss it.
6:30 p.m.
Whatever you do.
We're going to be in one of them. Don't miss it.
Don't miss them. Don't miss Mel and Susie. I've got to tell you, they're incredibly funny, and they get the kids involved up on the stage. And you're going to have a great time with Mel and Susie.
Oh, good.
For
good.
Sure.
We've got a band on here that night, too, haven't we?
Yes, we've got a band, and we've got trivia night, and we've got all sorts of things happening.
Great stuff.
Okay.
That's good.
Well, you guys have a fantastic time in your option. You've had no real major issues with it on all your travels. You've owned it for a couple of years, so that's all great. That's all great feedback for anybody who's interested in buying an option RV. And you're in one of the best places in Australia, Lightning Ridge, and you've got incredible stuff planned. Amigo's Castle, if you get to meet Amigo, he's a great guy, very funny guy. And and the Black Hand Mine Tour, that's incredible too. So you enjoy your travels. We might have to touch base with you and talk a little bit more about the Rotary. Find out about that.
Okay. Well,
Phil,
I got a good clean joke to tell you before you go.
Okay, give it to us.
How do you get holy water?
I really have no idea. How do you get holy water, Charlie?
Well, you put water into a jug and you boil the hell out of it.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah, all the best.
All righty, listen, before you go, I've got to play you a song for you two guys. What can I play to wind this little segment up?
Raining on the Rock.
Raining on the Rock by Johnny Williamson. It's going out to Beth and Charlie in Lightning Ridge with the Option RV Owners Group event. Have a fantastic time, guys, and thank you so much for letting us catch up with you.
Good on you. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, guys.
Bye for
now. We'll be back. Yeah, matey. We'll be back with more Roman Oz straight after Johnny Williamson's Raining on the Rock.
Still red, the burgundy and spinifex to go. We've just come out of the Mulga where the plains forever roll. And Albert Namajira has painted all the scenes. And a shower has changed the luster of his land. And it's raining on the Rock in a beautiful country. I'm proud to travel this big land as an Aborigine. It's raining on the Rock. What an almighty sight to see. And I'm wishing and I'm dreaming that you were here with me. sprouting daisies and a beautiful desert rose. Where does their beauty come from? Heaven knows. I could ask the wedge-tailed that he's away too high. I wonder if he understands. It's wonderful to fly. It's raining on the rock in a beautiful country. I'm proud to travel this big land as an aborigine. It's raining on the rock, but an almighty sight to see. I'm wishing and I'm dreaming that you were here with me. Described with a picture, the mesmerizing colors of Cata Judah, or the grandeur of the rock. Uluru is power. It's raining on the rock in a beautiful country. I'm proud to travel this big
Welcome back, listeners. This is Raymond Oz, and we're at that time again in the program where we have Mr. Jeff Dieth from Checkweight on the program. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm going well, Phil. Thanks very much for asking.
I ask you every single week, and it's just a thing I do, and it's always fabulous to get a great glowing report. Your health is going well, and so is mine. And one day you'll be retired, and you'll be able to travel, and that's the most important thing. At the moment, absolutely. You're too busy with Checkweight, though, aren't you?
Yep, it's keeping us very busy at the moment.
Now, last week we mentioned that we were going to talk about upgrading caravans ATM this week. Now, what's the importance, or why do you feel people are upgrading the ATM of their caravans?
Well, Phil, I mean, we've talked a lot about, you know, the limits and the acronyms. So when we talk about ATM or aggregate trailer mass,
yes.
That's the maximum limit that your caravan can weigh.
Right.
Now, I should preface and say that I'm not an engineer,
mm-hmm.
So we're just talking generally.
Yes.
And if you are looking at getting an upgrade, you would need to go to an engineer that is specifically certified to
right.
be able to do caravans.
Mm-hmm.
Not all engineers like can do a GVM upgrade on a vehicle. They can't necessarily do an upgrade on a caravan.
Okay.
So you would need to Google that and find somebody that's local
mm-hmm.
for yourself. Now, the reason, I've seen a few people who have, and I think a few weeks ago we talked about buying secondhand caravans.
We did, yeah.
You know, how people have added things, and so your payload's reduced.
Yes.
So that's sometimes, you know, if you're actually unfortunate to be in that situation, one of the only ways you can get out of it is to upgrade the ATM on your caravan.
Right.
Now, there's quite a few things that an engineer will look at, but I'll probably just talk about the main weight ones.
Right.
Now, the first thing that you can look at to see whether you may be able to get an upgrade, and by upgrading, you're basically increasing your payload.
Okay.
So, for example, if your tare of your caravan was 2,000, your ATM was 2,400,
mm-hmm.
you have a 400 payload.
Yes.
If you increase the ATM limit to 2,600,
mm-hmm.
then it's giving you a potential payload of 600.
Yes.
Which is 50% more, so it's quite substantial.
Okay.
So if you're sitting listening to this and you go, oh, I wonder if I can get an upgrade, there's a couple of, you know, quick looks you can have. If you actually have a look on your compliance plate, and it'll have axle group capacity.
Yes.
Okay. So if you have a look at that and, you know, same scenario, we're looking at this one. Say it says 2,600 and your ATM is 2,400.
Yes.
That's the first thing I look at to see whether you've got the potential for an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Because without upgrading the axles.
Okay.
The other is what the GTM capacity of the chassis is. Now, this one gets a bit confusing because you have a lot of caravan manufacturers that will buy a standard chassis from a supplier,
mm-hmm.
And that supplier might, you know, supply those chassis to four or five different caravan manufacturers. So they'll certify that chassis to be have a GTM of a certain figure. So maybe it's 2,700. But when the caravan manufacturer builds the caravan, they give you an ATM of less than 2,700.
Okay.
Okay. So that would be, you know, the first two things that I would look at. What's the chassis rated to and what's your axle capacity rated to?
Right.
If they are underrated or they've been derated when it was first registered, then you may have the potential to upgrade your ATM.
Right.
And get some more payload.
Okay.
Now, an engineer will look at a number of other things. Yeah, and one of those will be suspension, brakes, the tow ball attachment, things like that. So there's a number of other things that an engineer will look at to see. But GTM of the chassis and your axle group capacity is probably the two easiest things for you to have a look at and see whether you might be able to get an ATM upgrade.
Okay. Is it an expensive thing? Do you know much about that side of it, Jeff? Or is there somebody that you know? Maybe we should get somebody on the program that can explain in more detail what's involved and cost and so on and so forth.
Yeah, certainly. Look, there's a few. I mean, it's an engineering certificate, so obviously an engineer has to be certified. And, you know, when they're certifying something, they're charging for that.
Yes.
Look, I've seen caravans that have had upgrades with it's basically just been a paperwork.
Okay.
Especially if the caravan's not particularly old, mm-hmm. and the capacity of the caravan is again more than what it's been plated when it was sold.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen other caravans, though, that had to have, you know, brake upgrades or suspension upgrades or and I don't really know of anybody who's gone to the trouble of an axle upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, though, that there would be people out there who've, you know, if they needed that extra capacity, that's something that they may pay for.
Yeah.
Once you get into suspension and brake upgrades and axle upgrades, then obviously you're talking about a few dollars.
Yeah, quite a few dollars, I would imagine, because yes. to get a car upgraded, I mean, they don't do anything with axles, do they? They just put springs on it. A GVM upgrade on a vehicle's, you know, $4,000-$5,000. So you'd be looking at that sort of money, I would imagine, if you're talking about changing axles and brakes.
I think, yeah, I mean, once you get into axles, I think you'd be, although a caravan axle is probably a little bit simpler to change than a vehicle axle.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no drive.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, not being an engineer, I'm sort of guessing there a little bit.
Fair enough.
But brakes and suspensions and things like that, you're starting to look into a few thousand dollars, but yep. If the difference is being overweight and illegal or underweight and legal, then it's probably worth investigating.
Absolutely.
And it would be cheaper than, you know, buying a new caravan.
Mm. Have you actually come across any yourself? Have you weighed any caravans that have had the ATM upgraded?
Look, I've weighed quite a few people who have then gone on and got an upgrade.
Okay.
I tend not to see them again, although most of my clients tend to give me the feedback and say, yes, I've got it upgraded and it's all good now and thank you. I have had a couple who have been upgraded and then got reweighed.
Yes.
Just to then check where they're at and how much. And, yeah, it was quite pleasing when you see somebody that's, you know, sort of 150 kilos over and then you get them reweighed and they're 150 under.
Uh-huh. But by getting the ATM increased, would it be a bit like a dog chasing its tail? Now I've upgraded the caravan, I've had that sorted, now all of a sudden I've got to do something with the car as well?
Look, very good point and good question because – you know, getting an upgrade on the caravan doesn't increase your GVM or doesn't increase your GCM, so your gross combination mass or your vehicles. So you've got to be aware there. So, you know, if your caravan is 3.5 ton,
yes,
you know, getting an upgrade to 4 ton is going to help you if your vehicle's only allowed to tow 3.5 ton.
Correct. Yes, and that's what I was thinking because most cars. 95% of the cars that we're talking about, your Land Cruiser or your Toyota, Nissan Prados and not Prados, sorry, your Nissan Patrols, you know, they're like a 3.5 ton towing capacity, aren't they? It's only if you go into these American style utes where you can then go to 4 ton.
That's right. So if your caravan's, you know, at the maximum now, then there's probably not a lot to be gained. But I suppose I'm talking, you know, caravans that are in that 2,000 to 2,800.
Lighter vans that can certainly be increased and still be pulled without needing to upgrade the vehicle.
Because, and again, you need to watch, you know, your GCM because you know, if you're only allowed to tow 3 ton. You know, upgrading the caravan to 3.5 ton isn't going to actually help you as well.
No, because you can't. You wouldn't be able to do it anyway.
I've seen quite a few people who have gone on and got upgrades and been very happy then with the result.
Yes.
And yeah, you know, and of course the engineer is having a good look at your van, and you know, it might need bigger brakes. You know, depending on the weight, or you know, a breakaway system, or there might be you know different types of things that need to be added to the caravan if you do get upgraded.
Well, we spoke last week about you know the difference with trucks stopping caravans, and I think the week before we mentioned a fellow with a fire engine, an old sort of fire engine that was no longer in service, and he said, look, you know, most people don't even think about how to stop it. And I know myself with my caravan, 10-inch brakes don't always feel like they're going to pull me up at the right time. So by going with, you know, a brake upgrade, you know, and an axle upgrade definitely would make it more comfortable, I suppose, in an emergency situation.
And I think, you know, emergency situation is what happens. I mean, you know, a lot of people will tell us, oh, yeah, it drives quite well along the road.
Mm.
That's not really the issue.
No.
The issue is when things go wrong.
Yes.
You know? So you've got high winds and wet weather and trucks going past you or potholes or kangaroo in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
That's what creates the problem.
Yeah.
How it handles emergency situation.
Yeah,
that's the difference between staying on the blacktop and ending up in the ditch.
That's absolutely right, because everybody talks about how well their vehicle tows and, oh, you know, I sit on 100 all day and not a problem. But kangaroo jumps out in front of you and you want to pull it up real quick. I don't actually travel at 100Ks with mine. I sit around 85 to 90. I let the trucks go past me, and if I need to stop, you know, those extra few Ks less just makes it that much easier to pull up without having any sort of issue. So
that's right.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Another interesting subject, listeners, upgrade caravans ATM. So there you go. Jeff, thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. Have you got any ideas for next week, or are we going to keep them all in suspense?
Let's keep them in suspense.
All right. No worries. So what can I do? What song can I play for you to finish up this subject?
So we're not, let's keep driving, but the song is Just Keep Walking by INXS.
Just Keep Walking, INXS, another fabulous song. You always got good songs, my friend. It's a pleasure to always spin them for the listeners. Thank you so much today for your time, Jeff.
Terrific. Thanks, Phil. You have a great day.
Thank you. Here we go, listeners. It is INXS, Just Keep Walking, and we'll be back with more Roman Oz straight after that.
The show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page, Spotify, or romanoz.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.